No matter how flimsy the legality across the United States, the Indians had treaties with the whites. That was a matter that was overlooked when Russia sold Alaska to the United States and was to become more than an embarrassment to the country, but to result in something at least resembling full payment to the Alaska Natives. The role of the Alaska Native Brotherhood, known as the ANB, in the battle over the land is the thrust of this small book. The ANB was linked with some Haida and Tsimshians, all Northwest Coast people, but also played a role in founding the Alaska Federation of Natives, the statewide group that fought for the claims. The ANB was formed in Sitka in 1912 by young men educated at Shelton Jackson School and dedicated to the restoration of traditional lands and rights. The group grew as Southeast Native groups formed camps, but remained in this area. There was help from the notable James Wickersham, and in 1929, at the annual Grand Camp, it was decided to sue the United States for lost lands and rights and not seek reservation status. It was a very long struggle. In the 1950s, one lawsuit failed and one succeeded in the pitiful compensation of $7.5 million for 20 million acres. At least it did give a legal basis for settling Native land claims. In the early 20th century, national reserves were established by progressives in Congress. No one thought the land had been taken from the original owners, except the original owners. The ANB continued the battle. Finally, in 1980, compensation was made. The ANB also contributed $100,000 to the fledgling Alaska Native Federation, which was an enormous sum to the group representing all of Alaska's Native people. Some of the surprises to the casual observer are the way Alaska's congressional delegates, especially Wickersham and Tony Diamond, strongly supported the claims. It was also true that at that time, Natives were a quarter of Alaska's population, but even so, they were far more progressive than others of that time. The ANB had also picked up methods for lobbying Washington and became quite effective. There was a real behind-the-scenes fight over statehood. A uniting factor was the hatred of all Alaskans for fish traps. At the end, as we all know, 12 and later a 13th corporation were formed, and money and land paid at last to the Alaskans and the oil pipeline was built. It's fun to get into the heart of the land claims, although the lawyerly aspects can get a bit heavy. However, if you're serious about learning more, this is for you.